Nearly 200 watches, clocks, and timepieces of every kind will be on display, showcasing the intimate and intricate art and science of watchmaking. Native-born Polish photographer and electrical engineer Karl Renaud first began collecting, then fixing watches, which introduced him to their fine inner workings.
Yes, it is absolutely a hidden art because, you know, if you open, you know, some of these watches and look inside, it's absolutely stunning. It's such a beautiful engraving, such a artistic, you know, pictures inside. It's absolutely amazing. You know, that's definitely, for me, that almost was like a discovery.
Throughout our history, Renaud says, humans have always been fascinated by the concept of time and becoming masters of it. From the rudimentary Egyptian shadow clocks to today's ultra-accurate atomic watches, our quest for excellence in timekeeping has had a profound impact on the framework of life and society.
So, for example, the kids, you know, at this time, you know, they never see it was any mechanical equipment anymore. You know, they're not seeing, you know, mechanical watches. This thing is pretty much not existing. Everybody have their iPhones or you know, regular phones, and I don't think, you know, many people are actually even carrying watches at all.
Exhibitions director Anne Braik says that their education department goes to great lengths to make sure everyone gets involved.
Our education department does school tours not only at the Kimball itself, where they obviously have a portion of the tour, which is an informational tour of the exhibit, and then they do an art project that's tied to the concept.
This exhibit is scheduled to begin Saturday morning and will run through April 6th. For Utah Public Radio, this is Allie Snow.